After waiting more than 2 weeks, an election decision emerged Tuesday. Incumbent Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard and her Labor Party will remain in power.
Labor is prepared to deliver stable, effective and secure government for the next 3 years. Ours will be a government with just one purpose, and that's to serve the Australian people.
In a news conference Tuesday, the undecided independents, Tony Windsor and Robert Oakeshott, threw their support behind Labor. Both were cautious and conditional in explaining their decisions.
Today I'll do what I have always done, ironically, and give confidence and supply to government. And in effect, that means confidence and supply in Julia Gillard, unless, and I emphasise unless, exceptional circumstances determine otherwise.
This is about using the political system to advantage the people we represent and those people in regional Australia. So I just repeat again, and I do conclude, my vote will be going to the Gillard government.
The August 21st election had been undecided as neither Labor's Gillard nor the opposition's Tony Abbott had enough votes to hold a majority. The MP's decisions gave Gillard one more vote than Abbott, bringing the total to 75 for Labor and 74 for the coalition. Earlier in the day, independent MP Bob Catter said he would support Abbott, although that wasn't enough to tip the balance to the coalition. Before the Gillard government can officially take office, the Australian Electoral Commission needs to finalise the election results. Julie Noce, Reuters.